England in the morning with Petch and Amy.
I'm sure being married for 12 years that you've heard that I have a headache excuse once or twice.
Yeah, here and there.
Not now, I have a headache. Turns out you can't use that excuse, ladies, because actually getting it on fixes your headache.
There you go. That's that excuse.
It's all that
done.
Increased blood flow.
See, all of
it
a sudden,
takes care of it for you.
And also, hang on. You just heard a whole bunch of guys go, yes, just like
You're
that.
You're welcome, fellas. You can send gifts to 1666 Blairs Pond Road in Milford.
Yep, and then when you go home tonight and you want to get it on, and she goes, oh, no, I've got a headache. You can turn around and go, well, Amy said. Yeah. No, maybe
what you could offer
that
to
might
do
help you.
Is you could offer to do all the work. That's what you could do. Let me shotgun bottom for once. So that's a myth, is that a headache, it doesn't fix it for you. It turns out that's fix it for you. A few other myths.
Okay.
Getting on increases your chance of a heart attack. It puts stress in your heart. Not true at all.
Oh, okay.
Because
I did say if I wanted to, when it comes to that time, if I was going to pass away suddenly, that's how I'd want to pass away.
I'm sure your wife would love the opportunity to kill you without it being a heart attack.
Yes, she
and
would.
Then your other myth, people with bad backs should avoid strenuous bedroom activity.
Mm.
Not true. There's actually certain ways that make things a little bit better.
You
yes.
can get around that.
Specifically for men.
Yeah. And it's interesting, that's one of the guy's favorite ways to do it.
Yeah, there's a way where you can avoid eye contact completely.
Exactly, watch SportsCenter at the same time.
You can both pretend you're somewhere else you want to be.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Dennis.
Hey,
Dennis, what's going on?
Nothing, man. When my wife tells me she has a headache, I'm like, I got you aspirin. That's how you handle that situation.
Yeah. He comes back in the bedroom with a glass of water and a couple of pills.
Dennis.
That's right.
Dennis, are you a brother?
Am I what?
Are you a brother? You sound like a brother.
Am I what?
You sound like you have brown aspirin to offer.
No.
Oh.
He's got a deep voice.
Yeah.
But I like that.
You sound like a man.
Oh, I'm a man.
See, there it comes back again.
Such a man, I have 5 children.
Oh,
you're a busy man.
Yeah, better get off the phone. I don't want
to. All right, have a great day.
All right, bye, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis. Well,
there you go. That's your other myth. Until you got the aspirin, fellas. You can thank Dennis for that one.
Way to go. Thank you.
I'll never ask anybody if they're a brother again, that's for sure.
No.
All right, white people make it awkward on Eagle 97.7.